to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I am thrilled. I always love when I love my guests. I really do. And when they actually come in the studio, it's like super special. And so I want to welcome everyone to the Dr. Pat Show. Those of you that are tuning in from the East Coast, from the West Coast, good day to everybody in Australia, and welcome you to the show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Thriving is what we are about. And it's about providing information, providing tools, providing opportunities so that you get to experience the life that you've always dreamed about. And we do that in many, many different ways. I'm just so struck right now by the folks that we get to talk to on this show, that I get to introduce you to. And today, we've got sort of this triple layered set of energy coming from three incredible people. And most of you know Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining me here today. You know, I want to say that he has been on this show. As a matter of fact, he and I did a show, I think, last time that we replayed on the weekend, and since the shows now play on Saturday and Sunday evenings. And when you all were listening to that show, you thought it was a live show. And so you called the toll-free number, my 1-800 number, but it was like 10 o'clock at night, like on Sunday. And what you, and you expressed your gratitude for the work that he's doing. And you also had some questions. And I think we're going to get to some of those questions today. But that is something special that we're doing here. Not only do we do this show Monday through Friday, 2 hours a day, and have great co-hosts, Carrie O'Connor and Madeline Gerwick, but we're also now, thanks to KKNW and some of our other affiliates, this show is being played in other places. And so if I don't pick up on a Sunday night at 10, you'll understand why. But today's show is about something so amazingly healing, you are going to be blown away. When we talk about sacred sound, it's one thing to, you know, chat about it. It's another thing to experience it. And we're going to be talking about what Sacred Sound Journey is about, what Friedemann is doing along with Danielle, how they have come together to create such an incredible opportunity. And you will also get to experience, wow, an award-winning harpist, someone whose music has touched the hearts and souls of thousands and thousands of people. And his music is inspired by ancient cultures, and you'll find out why this team of people have come together in such an amazing way, and that is Peter Sterling. So we have Peter joining us here today, Friedemann joining us, Danielle joining us here today. Danielle, an energy intuitive healer and teacher since the age of 3. When you put together Friedemann's experience, his healing work, cellular wisdom, Danielle and Peter, I hope you're ready for the show of your lives. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thanks for having us. And then if you add Egypt to it, wow.
I was going to let you add Egypt to it because, you know, when you're for me, I don't really understand my relationship with Egypt, and I'm looking forward to finding that out. But that power in a land that people still can't describe or explain how some of those structures came to be, it is the mystery, Danielle, isn't it?
It is. And that's why going is so much fun, because you get to experience your own version of the mystery.
But you're doing something special with that.
We are, and we went with Peter last year in 2007. It was amazing. And so in February, we're going again with Peter and really focusing on sacred sound, because the temples are built for sound. It's really just the sound in there reverberates, and it's...
I didn't know that.
Awakening. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Could you tell us a little bit more about that, or maybe Peter should chime in? Because I don't think many people know that. I think that's almost counterintuitive.
Because it's the silence of the temple.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what we last year noticed was when Peter was with us and played the harp. Mm. And he has just an amazing way of literally channeling the music, whatever is in the air. And I hope Peter will talk more about this. I think the energy was actually amplified. And especially one of the most memorable times was for me in the King's Chamber in the Great Pyramid, where just his music was unbelievable, wonderful. And we actually recorded it. It's not the best quality, unfortunately, but I hope maybe next time we can even do a better job and really record something that's so unique that I think it's going to blow people away.
And, you know, the energy and the vibration. We hear the word vibration. And, Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's glad to be here. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
We hear the term vibration a lot. And I want to ask each of you, I know we've got a lot to talk about today, but I really would like to hear from you about your thoughts when I use the term vibration. It is probably one of the most used terms right now, definitely in the metaphysical world, but it's now starting to show up in the pop culture. I mean, you hear celebrities use it. I think I heard Paris Hilton use it the other day. and I'm just wondering about this word and what it truly means to thriving in life. And I'd love to hear from each of you. Maybe Friedman, how about you?
Well, I think vibration is something that I more and more notice is another indicator where we are at in our lives or at the present moment. And, you know, people, I work a lot with people who are dealing with emotional challenges and mental and physical challenges. And you can tell that their energy and their vibration is different when they're starting working on those issues versus when they actually have been able to heal themselves. And there is just a higher vibration. And, you know, on a cellular level, and I, you know, used to be a researcher, I think on a cellular level, it's very clear that when we have a higher vibration, when our cells and our molecules vibrating higher, there's more health and well-being. Whereas when we are vibrating slower, there's just a more stagnant and just a more unhealthy energy with us. And I think that's really interesting to observe. And people can tell what vibration they are. And that's what's so beautiful about sound and music, that it can lift the vibration. It can change the vibration. I mean, everybody has experienced that. You're in a bad mood, and then you turn on that radio station, you know, like your intro music. It's such a great piece of work, and you just feel good right away. Your vibration goes up.
It's so funny you mentioned that, because Benny picked a couple tunes during the last hour. We were talking about relationships, and then we played an old tune, and for most of you listening, you're not going to know who this is, you know, but it's a tune from Connie Francis, and the tune was, which one did you play? Who's sorry now? Mm-hmm. And you could feel, I mean, it's as if I was transported back. I have a sister that's 12 years older, so I got to hear that. What you're presenting, though, is an opportunity for people to experience that vibration and the sacredness of Egypt.
That's right.
I mean, that is incredible. I wanted to ask you, Danielle, I mean, in the work that you do, especially when we have to remember to breathe, which we don't do, we get on radio, we actually hold our breath for a good 2 hours here. What is it about sound in Egypt that puts that sparkle in your eyes that you have right now?
Well, I really think vibration is the most important thing that's happening. Well, I don't know about the most important thing, but it reminds me of how in science, when you have two heart cells next to each other, the one that's moving at a higher vibration or a faster frequency will entrain the one that's moving more slowly to it. So I think when we go into the temples and we're working with sound, there is that entrainment process to a higher vibration. And I was just remembering last year when we were at the Temple of Edfu, which is dedicated to the god Horus, we did a ceremony and Peter was playing the harp and Friedemann had his gong, and we were just transported. I mean, the ceremony we thought was going to be about 30 minutes. When it was over, 2 hours had gone by.
Wow.
And Friedemann played the gong and all the people from the village and like the security was there. We had a private visit at night. It was really amazing.
Oh.
We're like trying to run into the temple. They had no idea what that was, but it's like a microphone. It just goes from the Holy of Holies out the temple, out into the world.
This is incredible. And, you know, Peter, I thank you again for joining us here today. I wanted to ask you about what we're talking about vibration. What does that mean to you being a harpist? I mean, you know, we can talk about many, many things, but your journey in particular is, you know, someone that is so drawn to vibration, so drawn to music. I'd love for you to share that with us.
Yes, first of all, it's really nice to be here and nice to be with Danielle and Friedman. Are you all in the studio together someplace?
Yeah, we are.
Yes, and Benny.
Okay. And I'm from a remote location down in Southern California, down in L.A., so it's good to be here. But the trip that we took last year was just a trip of a lifetime for me to be able to take my harp and play and open up to the presence of spirit that is so powerful in these ancient temples. You know, the temples were really built, geometries of them and the design of them were built to be in harmony with the vibrations and the patterns of the greater universe. So they're actually like a reflection of the cosmos, especially like the Great Pyramid. You know, our science knows that all the geometries and the size and the length and how many levels and all of this corresponds to, you know, the distance from the Earth to the Moon and different things within our solar system. They were totally tuned in. It's also aligned with constellations of stars, and all the temples were aligned with the stars and planets as well. So when you come into the temple and start to use sound, because harmonics is really the higher octave of sound, and we really are really into harmonics because the harmonics hold the higher frequency vibrations and that access the higher frequencies or the higher dimensions, which could move us into higher levels of awareness and consciousness, which I believe we're all striving for. There's a great movement happening on the planet now to increase our vibration.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back from break. It's totally amazing show today. Danielle Rama Hoffman joining us, Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us, and Peter Sterling joining us. When we come back, and by the way, you're listening to Peter's music during the breaks as well. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Sacred Journey. What is it? And how can you be part of this? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, I'm Lynn McTaggart. Pat, it is always such a pleasure to be on your show. You ask the kinds of questions that no one asks, and you stimulate me to new places. I'm thrilled to be on your show and also to tell people about our Peace Intention Experiment to get involved on September 14th, that's a Sunday, by first signing up on www.theintentionexperiment.com, and you can do /peace. And you'll get right to it.
Today's nutrition tip is about broccoli. Did you know that just one cup of broccoli is only 44 calories? It's got 5 whopping grams of fiber, 4 grams of protein. It's 50% of your daily vitamin A requirement, 170% of your daily vitamin C requirement. It's got 505 milligrams of potassium. That's a lot of nutrition. I'm Karen Bentley, creator of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet at www.sugarfreemiracle.com.
Hay House invites you to a glorious weekend retreat in Tampa, Florida. Meet more than 30 of your favorite authors for the inspiring, uplifting I Can Do It conference coming to Tampa this October 3rd through 5th. Join Wayne Dyer, Sylvia Brown, Caroline Mace, Colette Baron-Reed, John Holland, Marianne Williamson, and more for a weekend of spiritual discovery and great fellowship. It's the I Can Do It conference for life-changing good times. See details at icandoit.net.
Discover what the meaning behind sacred spiritual space is and how it can be a healing part of your garden or home environment. Mary Fonts, registered nurse and landscape specialist, teaches about using nature, artifacts, healing energy, and angel readings to create sacred space. A spiritual garden offers methodologies that bring peace and healing to your special place. Call 508-339-5444 and visit aspiritualgarden.com. That's aspiritualgarden.com.
The vibrational healer and psychic Sonia Choquette live in Seattle. Sonia shows you how to claim and follow your intuition. Plus, she'll answer questions and give powerful audience readings. How to accept your intuitive gifts is an all-new lecture. See Sonia Choquette at the Washington State Convention and Trade Center in Seattle on Saturday, October 18th from 10 to 5 p.m. Seats are limited, so call now at 1-800-654-5126 or visit HayHouseEvents.com.
Tune in your radio to hear Carrie O'Connor, master visionary, medium, and clairvoyant, as she uses her amazing psychic gifts to help you step into your divine power and begin to create the life of your dreams. Carrie will read your unique energy field, connecting you with the treasures of your soul, your passions, and your true life purpose. Don't miss Carrie's weekly astounding and energetic predictions. Fasten your seatbelt as you take a wild ride with Carrie O'Connor. Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Listen live at thedrpatshow.com.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural, alternative talk, 1150 a.m.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, the music of Peter Sterling and Harp Magic. What's interesting is I had been on Peter's website earlier over the weekend, and I found him through one of our famous search engines out there. Of course, we had to find anything about anybody. And one of the things that I love is you're listening to his music, and maybe we can talk a little bit about that in the context of the sacred journey, because this is something so special that I'm thrilled that the three of you are here to talk about it. It's not something we hear a lot about. There are a lot of trips going on, a lot of people going places, but very few have taken the time to put a trip together that is so beautifully integrated with metaphysics, spirituality, and now music. And so I wanted to ask you to talk a little bit about what Sacred Journey is and about Sacred Sound Journey. So who would like to kick that off?
Well, I just wanted to mention how I met Peter, because, you know, we are doing trips to Egypt and these metaphysical tours since quite a while. And I was at a conference in L.A. On healing breast cancer, using more of the mind-body connection. And Peter played there at one of those receptions. And immediately I felt really, really drawn to his music. I mean, they're like, you know, hundreds of people around there, and you cannot really hear anything, but something about his music just pierced through the noise. And, you know, when something touches you, you just have to find out what it is. And so we got to talk, and when I mentioned that we are offering tours to Egypt, his eyes were lighting up, and so this is how it happened. And it's just a wonderful connection. And I think what the sound brings to our sacred journey is really tying it all together. You know, there is something about words that have power, but there are only so many words we can really let sink in. And at some point, our mind just switches off and wanders off. And that's okay. But what sound is doing, it carries those thoughts that we have and brings them in the right channels to really open up more to whatever we need to experience in those temples. And you have to imagine that these temples are like incubation chambers. Yeah. You go in there, it's different than going, you know, somewhere, you know, what you know. If you go in any other building, it just feels different than when you go in a place like a temple that has been specifically designed to enhance your awareness. And when you add the sound to it, and we are having also singing bowls, these crystal bowls with us, and we have flutes with us, and we have an amazing, huge gong that we are schlepping around with us. So there is a lot of sound that we are using, and it just amplifies the experience dramatically. And people, just by hearing the music, are immediately opening their minds. And as we talked in the break, you know, Peter, you may want to mention the studies that have been done with your music.
Yes, I would love for you to do that, because so much of what what we're talking about, first of all, it's an extraordinary experience. I want to make sure that everybody, mark this down. You'll be able to find out more if you go to the website, egyptiscalling.com, to check it out. But it's a spiritual journey to Egypt in 2009, from February 7th to the 22nd. Boy, that Aquarius energy.
It's my birthday.
Which day?
The 16th.
Very good. Yeah. That's wow. And we can talk about that as well. But Peter, I think it is important that we take a moment to talk about your music and to talk about some of the studies. This is such an important breakthrough. It is really worth taking time to talk about it. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, first of all, my music came to me after a series of mystical experiences I had in the early 1990s, when I was led to Sedona, Arizona on a vision quest. And I went there, I gave up my previous life, I moved into a Volkswagen van, gave everything away, and I went into the forest in the canyons of Sedona. And I lived in my car, and I lived on the land every day, and I went out and meditated in the vortexes there and the power spots, and went into the silence. And this lasted for 3 years, I did this, because I wanted to discover what my true purpose was. I just prayed for God to reveal to me why I was here. And I had an experience in the meditation in the silence of the canyons where I began to hear the celestial music, like the angels started to sing to me. And eventually, I don't have the time here, but you can read it on my website at heartmagic.com, the whole story. But the angels came to me, they revealed to me that I was to play the harp, and that together they were going to channel this healing music with me, through me, that was directly connected to the angelic and the celestial spheres. And that this music would have a healing vibration to it, and that it would have a very profound and powerful effect on people, and this music would go all over the world. And I didn't believe this at first, because I really wasn't a musician, and, I was already in my early 30s. But they came through, I got a harp, and within months, I recorded my first CD only after 10 months, which was nominated for a national award and done all over the world, and healed people from all sorts of everything from polio now to chronic to depression, to all sorts of stories, and you can read them on the website. But that's where it came from. And when I go into the temples, and especially with, the temples in Egypt, the harp was perhaps the most revered of all instruments. It's painted and carved within the stones of the temples. And so it was played in all the ancient ceremonies for healing and ritual and initiation in ancient Egypt. The harp was like the main instrument with the voice. And so, because the harp has the purest harmonic tones of any instrument, when you think of the most magical instrument in the world, what is it? It's the harp, of course. It's found in every ancient culture, and probably even dates back to ancient Atlantis. There's remnants of that as well. So, and when we go into the temples, what's amazing, Friedemann and Danielle are such skilled facilitators, and they really take on the role of the high priest and the high priestess. They're wearing sacred robes and vestments, and they call forth the ancient gods. When we're in the temple of Horus, they call forth Horus. Like, it's powerful. When we're in the temple of Isis and Osiris, they call forth them. And these spiritual beings, these gigantic, magnificent spiritual energies, actually come alive for us in the temple. It's hard to put into words, but it's life-changing. And I know that everybody who has been in Egypt knows this experience. I mean, what makes our experience so unique is we have private time in the temples, which you don't get if you just go as a tourist, because they're full of throngs of people. But we go in the middle of the night, and we light candles, and
I love that. And
Danielle is so amazing. She's such a powerful feminine force and such a pure channel that she goes into trance. And together with Freedom, and they both do this, I mean, and they take us on these extraordinary journeys, and I'm there with the harp, and I open up to receive the harmonic sounds and channel the ancient music that's in harmony with what was there done 4,000 years ago, because the sound, it's all recorded in the temple stone. So you can, when you attune yourself to the frequency, you can hear it, and you can see it, and all sorts of fantabulous visions come to your mind, and it stirs all these soul memories. We were all in ancient Egypt. Everybody was in Egypt. And it just comes to life, and it takes you back to the time, and you're forever changed. You're empowered in ways that really, it's hard to put into words, but it's an extraordinary, extraordinary experience. I'm so grateful and so looking forward to go with the next group, because it will really create a powerful group synergy, and it's a soul journey for a group. You talked about sacred journey earlier. This is the premier sacred journey, is to go into the heart and depth of each of Egypt in these temples. Extraordinary. So,
well, Peter, this is very exciting. I mean, you know, part of this is, and I loved your story about Vision Quest. I think the listeners heard me talk about my Vision Quest in, that I got to participate in the late 1990s. And as with you, it changed my life in ways that my friends to this day still don't get. They were like, what did you go to school 5 years for that doctorate that, you know, you're just like now not using? And that's not true. But Friedemann has it's funny how we kind of all have this same journey where we thought we were going to be something and now we are something, but it isn't what we thought. What do you want to say about this? I mean, the way that Peter described this is just so beautiful.
Well, I just want to mention that we actually have a caller who called in who was on our tour last year.
Oh, wow.
Her name is EJ, and seems like she's on the line.
EJ, welcome to the show.
Yes, hello. Hi.
Hey, you were on the trip?
Yes, I was.
You want to tell us a little bit about your experience?
Yeah, I cannot believe it. Almost a year ago now, and I mean that the trip was just absolutely amazing. It just blew my mind from the beginning. It was like a feast to all senses. You know, everything that you see is absolutely amazingly beautiful and gorgeous, and all the different colors in Egypt, and that Pierre's music was just really added to our deep experience.
Well, hold that thought for a minute, EJ. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I want to make sure we give you ample time to fully describe what this was like for you. So let's take a short break, everyone. When we return, wow, surprise caller on the line, Peter Sterling, Danielle Rama-Hoffman, and Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. You know what? This is truly raising the vibration. We'll be right back with the show.
Do you have questions about romance, work, or health? Get the answers you need at the Seattle Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo, October 11th and 12th at the Seattle Center Fisher Pavilion, Saturday 10 to 7 and Sunday 11 to 6. For only $12, you can enjoy 2 days filled with over 80 holistic exhibitors and 60 free lectures ranging from natural health, personal growth, and metaphysical topics. Visit bmse.net for a $2 off coupon or call 541-482-3722 for information. Shop beautiful crystals, purchase quality nutritional supplements, have your future revealed, and much more. From ancient healing traditions to the latest in the holistic world, this Seattle Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo will educate and entertain. Dr. Pat will have an all-new lecture at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Come enjoy the Seattle Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo, October 11th and 12th. Visit bmse.net.
Attention homeowners. If you just refinanced or bought your house, did you know you signed a piece of paper agreeing to pay your lender more money in interest than you borrowed? How would you like to cut that interest almost in half or two-thirds without refinancing or making extra payments? Plus have your house paid off in about 10 years, not 30. If this catches your attention, we can help. Find out how much interest you can save on your current mortgage today by visiting debtfreemca.com or calling 888-252-3083. Your family will be glad you did.
The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into a number one talk radio show, hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping to promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in the world.
Wish you could trust your instincts more? Do you wish you were able to make decisions by confidently following your inner guidance? Maureen St. Germain, a modern-day mystic, road warrior, mom, and former corporate CEO can help. Here's her tip of the week. Don't take no for the final answer. Don't give up. Keep looking for the way around your obstacle. The manuscript of one of the world's most successful books was rejected 11 times and was finally picked up by a small educational publisher. But who hasn't heard of Harry Potter? Maureen St. Germain has the tools and proven successes to help you connect with your highest wisdom. To find your best course of action in all circumstances, check out Maureen's tools for transformation, meditation CDs, Akashic record readings, courses, and more. You can find Maureen at angleangel.com. That's right, angleangel.com.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. And I want to make sure that everyone knows about the spiritual journey to Egypt in 2009. It is February 7th through the 22nd, and you're going to get to hang out with both Friedemann and Danielle, as well as Peter. And during the breaks, the music that you hear is the music of Peter Sterling, and he will be on the trip. And as you heard folks talk about, they pack up their gong, they pack up their harp, they just, you know, everything gets packed up and it goes on the journey as well. We have EJ joining us here today, who was on the trip last year. And let's take a minute to find out more about what EJ's experience was. EJ, do you want to give us a little bit, let me ask you this question. Was it what you thought it was going to be?
I knew that it was going to be amazing, but it really far exceeded my expectations. It was just absolutely amazing. It really blew my mind. And each temple, I mean, offers different vibrations, but in a very own unique, beautiful way. And at the Temple of Tiri, I mean, it was pitch dark, and I mean, just the energy was so outworldly. And in that space, I just started voluntarily toning of this different language, and it just came out of my heart, and it was just, I felt really, felt a connection to the other world and the time I was in Egypt. And also, I mean, I had just so many wonderful just visions. And at the last day, we had a ceremony, toning ceremony in the king's chamber in the Great Pyramid.
Mm.
And after we had the ceremony, and me and a couple of other ladies, we somehow found ourselves in the Queen's Chamber. And suddenly, I mean, this huge energy just came through me, and I started this very high pitch toning, which went on. I felt like it was eternal, and it just was such a powerful, amazing experience. And the three ladies, I mean, including me, we had our own special ceremony inside. So I cannot recommend highly enough for everybody who wants to really experience the connection to the ancient Egypt. And I mean, Daniela and Friedemann, they were absolutely wonderful facilitators, and Peter's music, the harp was just really heavenly. And you really feel like your inner visions merging beautifully with the outer world manifestation. Whatever you, to me, it was like you see kind of instant manifestation of your inner visions in there, because the veil is so thin, the energy is so highly vibrating in those temples. Whatever you feel in your heart, it's somehow they just get poured out into the outer world, and you see the manifestation, and you get such a clarity of why you are here. And it was just wonderful journey.
Yeah. You know, EJ, and this is something that I find, it's nice that you're mentioning this, but I find this is a reason why when people are coming back from Egypt, it's a trip that keeps unpacking itself. So you really feel like what you take with you is not just a little glimpse and then it's gone again. It keeps on going. Isn't it true for you too that it's like a ripple effect that just has a complete momentum on its own, and you go just out into the world, come back, and you're a different person, and whatever you experienced is with you. And
it really was. I mean, all these sacred places, they hold such a high energy, and when you mix your own energy and you come back, and you just help the whole world to raise, you know, vibration. I think this trip, it was amazing.
Yeah, and you know, the word that comes to mind, because I'm so struck by this conversation when Peter started to talk about, you know, his vision quest, and then I realized how drawn I've been to the desert. And Danielle, you and I talked about this, and I think in one of the shows we did, where, you know, I grew up in the Bronx, just in case you're wondering,
the
folks.
The desert on its own.
Exactly. It's the cement desert, actually. And, you know, my playground was a cement playground with monkey bars, okay? So when people ask me how I got to do what I'm doing, I point to an experience that I had in the desert that, you know, two very special vision quests, and one I shared on the show. I did a whole hour on how I got lost in the desert and found myself. Mm. And I think, Peter, that's what you're talking about. But this is, for me, you know, listening to this conversation, in a lot of ways, this is really like coming home, in a sense. Danielle, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and the first time we arrived in Egypt and we were met by that now are our friends, the first thing they said to us was, welcome home.
Oh, and, wow.
You know, I really feel like Peter was talking about, the sound is in the stones, but there's also, you know, in addition to that, the knowledge of the ancients that I think is connected to our cellular memory or our DNA. And so when we get in combination, when we go there physically, there's this spark that awakens, and it's like a lock and key. And each of the temples is a part of the awakening process. And, you know, I wrote a book that's going to be published next fall, 2009, about the process of going through the temples as a step of raising consciousness, opening your heart, and awakening. And so I think that's what happens for people, is that it's a remembering within themselves that gets sparked by being there or connecting to or thinking about. I mean, that's also something that's really important to me. Mm-hmm. It's great. Yes, everyone come to Egypt with us if you're feeling called, but also Egypt's within you. So you can be at home and connect to those energies.
Well, and part of what we're talking about is sound healing as well, and I want to bring it back to that conversation because, you know, as I said before, there are many trips that people can take to Egypt, but not quite like this. First of all, not with you folks. I mean, that's special in itself. And now to really look at the idea of sound healing, you know, brings me to the conversation about what is sound healing. And it's almost as if asking that question is a little bit ridiculous from my point of view, because, you know, it's hard to capture in words. I mean, our language is truly limited. You know, when we're talking about an experience that, you know, we're talking about, language is really limited. But I wanted to ask you, we've had to put it in this sound healing terminology.
Right.
What are we talking about here? Peter, you want to chime in there?
What's the relationship with the trip and sound healing?
Well, what is sound healing? Let's talk about that, because I think...
Sound healing.
Yeah, because I think the trip and the way we've described it is magnificent beyond belief. Now, when we talk about sound healing, it raises, it certainly fills us from within to think about it, but I wonder if we truly understand what that really means.
Well, let me explain it the way I understand it to you. We started the conversation talking about vibration.
Mm-hmm.
I've been studying metaphysics for 30 years and really different traditions of mysticism and esoteric studies, and what you come to find, and even our quantum physics scientists now are confirming this, that the world and the universe just consists of vibrations, particles vibrating at different rates. And this particular world that we live in has a signature vibration to it. Yet, because of our modern age and all the technology that we have that's emanating different vibration, different sounds. We live in a cacophony of sounds now, especially if you live in the city, and we're constantly being bombarded by, you know, microwaves from cell phones and being x-rayed in airports, and everywhere you go, you're passed through electromagnetic fields, which throws off the vibrations within the body. And that's why people have cancer, because, with the vibrations now, and our environment is becoming so toxic, not only environmental toxicity that we can see, but also electromagnetic pollution is so strong and having a very negative, detrimental effect on our overall health and vitality. And so sound, you know, the mystics have always said that in the future, sound would hold the key to our healing and would be the science of the future for healing. And, you know, now we're starting to understand that. I was just at the Global Sound Conference earlier in the summer here in L.A., and all the pioneers of sound healing came from all over the world to be there. And it's just the sound and the vibrations hold the frequency. So if you can attune to the frequencies, it allows all the body's systems to entrain with the correct and proper harmonic frequencies so the body can operate at 100% efficiency. So all the systems come into balance. So this is really what sound healing is about, is specific frequencies and tones that now we're studying and how they affect all the different organs and the different energy centers of the body and even the brain, as I was talking about brain waves. Because, you know, most of the music that's out there too, Dr. Pat, is on popular radio, is just a lot of it's disharmonic frequencies and sound patterns that are being broadcast. And that keeps people, that's why people are kind of so crazed everywhere. So, you know, music plays the key and it holds the frequencies and the sound that can promote healing on all levels, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, because it brings all the different aspects of self into harmony and synchronicity with each other. And when you do that, then you can move into the higher state of consciousness, which is what we're all being called to do right now.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk more about that, because the next level of conversation here about the trip, the spiritual journey to Egypt, is about consciousness. And I think, you know, Friedemann, you talked about, wow, how did you frame that? Sort of the, you know, unpacking the trip. And I wanted to talk to you about this in the terms of transformative experiences, because this is clearly a transformative experience. I wanted to ask you, what can people expect? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Danielle Rama Hoffman joining us here today. Oh, Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here, as well as Peter Sterling. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show. And this is some beautiful, beautiful, beautiful music. We'll be right back.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Are you suffering from chronic pain and fatigue? Are you tired of taking medications? There are solutions that are completely natural and effective. The key is to identify the root of the problem and allow your body, mind, and spirit to do the healing. At Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Darvish and her staff do just that. Treat you as an individual. Find the root cause of your symptoms and stimulate your innate healing. Call Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or visit drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Does how you think affect how you feel or what you have? Do you want to achieve outstanding business and career goals, have a better relationship, or improve your health and fitness? End the excuses and get immediate results with the help of HUNA, Ancient Wisdom, Modern Application. What if you could attract money and abundance to you like a magnet? Donate excess weight and maintain your ideal state of health, or create the kind of relationship you've always wanted. With HUNA, you'll discover how to eliminate disempowering beliefs by using self-empowerment tools. The HUNA Prosperity Weekend will be in Los Angeles, October 4th and 5th. Join Matt James December 13th and 14th in Seattle at the HUNA Prosperity Weekend. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com to register. This incredible workshop is only $95 for a limited time. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that. New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Are you thinking that the job market is drying up? Super Supplements, the region's top vitamin and natural products retailer, is extending its reach and is looking for someone to lead the way. Join a team of passionate people committed to health and well-being. Super Supplements is looking for the right fit to develop and run their buying and merchandising department. Know someone for the job? Send them to supersubcareers.com. Must have senior level experience within grocery or supplements and advanced forecasting systems experience. Visit supersubcareers.com.
Super savings, super selection, super supplements.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Egypt is calling. Absolutely. And that's the website, egyptiscalling.com, if you want to find out more about the upcoming trip in February of 2009. A lot of information on there. There are also a couple of telephone numbers that you can call toll free if you're hearing this show from many different parts of the country, which I'm sure you are. There's a toll free number, 866-903-6463, 866-903-6463. And for those of you that might be listening to this show from Australia, we want to make sure that you know you are invited as well, and there is a way for you to connect with Danielle Friedemann at egyptiscalling.com. Before the break, and first of all, let me thank everyone for joining us here today. I mean, I think this is such a special invitation for folks. And I use the term transformative before the break because my own personal experience is that you cannot really ever go back to the way you were before going to Egypt. And it's hard to explain, but we do have someone on the line that wants to share a little bit about this. And we'd love to welcome Chris to the show. Chris, welcome to the show. I'd love to hear from you. I know that you've been on the trip, and I'd love to hear from you how this trip changed your life.
Well, first of all, one of the things I noticed in the beginning of the trip, I had a moment where I knew I would never suffer from depression again.
Wow.
And the year prior to my trip, I had some very serious bouts of depression, being like almost locked in my house for 2 weeks at a time. You know, just bad, down, dark space. And I got this realization there that that's like you're done. That part of your life is over. And it's not like I haven't been sad or had things that are less happy in my life, but it's not the same. I'm not going down that path. I've even seen the door to say, hey, if you want it, you can go that way. But it's not even an option anymore. And in the last year, I have not had any depression at all.
Mm.
And which is fantastic, you know, obviously for many reasons. I have a much better love and appreciation for myself that I've never had before.
Mm.
And I actually emailed Danielle and Friedman the other day, and I was looking at my pictures from the trip because I'm a bit of a procrastinator and I'm just putting my photo album together now. And I was looking at the pictures like, this is an amazing trip. And I'm thinking, and then I was like, oh my God, I took all these amazing pictures. And then it dawned on me, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm an amazing person.
Wow.
And I, of course, like to say it out loud, it almost seems horrible, but you know, I am, and everybody is. And I think if more of us could see our own amazingness, you know, the world would be obviously be a better place. And so it every, not necessarily every day, but every once in a while I get a little hit. And it's like, oh, wow. You know, I'm still changing. I'm still evolving. And it's still an effect, the effects of Egypt keep happening.
I want to ask you a question about this, Chris.
Yeah.
I know I shared a little bit about my journey into the desert, and honestly, I have such a thick skull sometimes that the universe has to actually get me lost in the high desert for me to pay attention. And I wonder if there's a moment that you can point to, and most people call it an aha moment. I call it an oh spirit moment, where something happened on this trip where you knew you would never be the same.
It was 2 weeks of that. Honestly, every temple, something spoke to me, whether it was my higher self or one of the gods. And I had a moment with Osiris, and in a guided meditation ceremony, we were talking about the body and loving the body. And, you know, all of a sudden I was like, my voice went, I hate my body.
Oh, wow.
And I hate my stomach because I'm fat. And all of a sudden I heard was this woman's voice saying, I love your belly. And it was so compassionate and so unjudging. I knew it wasn't my voice. And it really shifted everything for me. And every temple, there was something else. There was a new message. And it was 2 weeks of aha. And, you know, frankly, I was exhausted by the end of it. But it was really phenomenal the whole time. And I have to say, and I haven't shared this with Danielle and Friedman, but not even knowing about this radio show, I started reading through my journal from the trip last year. And at one point, Danielle did a group healing. And when she spoke about me, she said, you have your past self behind you. You're like dragging it around, and it's not incorporated into your full self. And I was at a point in my life where I was like, I want to be someone completely different. And I was totally ignoring who I was and who I've been. And I did what she said, and I had a realization that, like, I have to incorporate who I was, because it's always going to be what I am and part of who I'll be. And in that process, all of a sudden, I wrote it down. It's like, I feel 30 pounds lighter having incorporated my old self. Like, I wasn't dragging this burden behind me anymore.
Uh-huh.
And what they don't know is I've lost 30 pounds.
Oh, my goodness!
So it's really kind of, and I didn't realize until I read it, I'm like, wow, I lost exactly what I thought I lost when that happened. So, and trust me, my lifestyle hasn't changed that much, and I'd eat ice cream every day if I could. But it's just, the healing just keeps happening. And, you know, this trip that's going to be happening in the fall with Peter, because Peter's music really did enhance the trip tremendously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I had moments where I saw otherworldly beings, you know, in part because of his music, in part because it was Egypt, but it was all part of the just wonderful experience of it all.
But it was also for you like an opening, right? At the beginning, you were kind of, you know, thinking, well, I'm not really, you know, woo-woo or any kind of those things.
Right.
It's like Dr. Pat saying she's from
New York.
Yeah. I was like, I'm a wasp from Connecticut.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had enough skepticism as well as enough doubt in my own abilities.
Uh-huh. Well, and that's why we get hit the hardest, because, you know, we get hit with everything that everybody else is getting, but because we are so unexpected of it, Chris, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
To see past life experiences and not doubt it.
Wow.
I had one of those in Egypt. I mean, one of the things in coming about with this is, like, what do I want to be doing with my life?
Uh-huh.
I really think I want to write a book about my experience there.
Well, there you go. You're going to be absolutely set up to do this. Thank you, Chris, for joining us here today. Peter, Danielle, Friedman, what's your message for folks listening to the show right now? What a powerful, powerful story. What do you want to leave people with?
Well, I really think what Chris shared with us was so powerful, because it shows that all those gifts are inside of us. And sometimes we have, as Dr. Pat used to say, to leave the zip code in order to bring those gifts out of us. And Egypt is a perfect incubation chamber to really see the beauty that you have inside and bring it out of you easily and effortlessly.
Well, and I want to thank, what a great show.
Yeah.
What a, Danielle, how about you?
Egypt is calling, say yes.
And it's egyptiscalling.com, say yes. Yeah. Egyptiscalling.com, say yes. Peter, how about you?
Well, I'd like to leave people with this. Email just popped in as I'm talking from a friend. He's an artist, and he's got a quote from Plato on it. And it says, music gives a soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and life to everything.
Beautiful.
What a great way to end the show. I want to thank you all for joining us here today, and EJ and Chris for chiming in. What they shared was so beautiful. And we're going to end the show with Peter's music. Maybe, Peter, we could have you sing. Benny's going to pop it in there for us as we end the show. I want to thank you both. And remember, Egypt is calling. The fall trip is already filled, so it's not that one. It will be the one under the sign of Aquarius that is happening February 7th through the 22nd. So you get a little Aquarius, a little Pisces. And what better energy, coming from a Sagittarian here, what better energy to have with us over in Egypt? Thank you all for joining the show today. Thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Pat Show. This is, again, another invitation to transform your lives. Have a great one. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.